أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال لم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala told the Malaika to show the names, all the things which Allah Ta'ala has created, and also what qualities they have inherent in them and what the effects are. The Malaika admitted openly that we do not have that knowledge. We only have that amount of knowledge which you gave us, and that was very, very limited, even of all the things and even of the names and sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala said, قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. فرمایا اے آدم بتا دے فرشتوں کو ان چیزوں کے نام. Then Allah Ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, now Allah tested him and told him in front of the Malaika, you tell me the names of all these things. Whatever all the creation of Allah Ta'ala was, inform me what their names are and what their qualities which are inherent in them, what they are. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. پھر جب بتائے اس نے ان کے نام. Then Adam alayhi salatu wa salam gave the names of all the things. The test Allah put him to throw, he passed it 100%. And he did, it was a very, very vast list of course. But all of that names he showed to Allah Ta'ala, he informed, and at the same time what the inherent qualities are. So the Malaika, when they saw this, that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has this capacity, then they realized that they thought first that they are more fitting to be the deputies of Allah Ta'ala in this world and they can control the affairs. But when they saw they don't have all that knowledge, that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from all the various types of soil and sand. So he had all those qualities in him. He was created from all the types of water, hard water, soft water, sweet water, bitter water, salty water, and he had all those qualities also. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made him of his body also, which was connected with all the things of this world, and his ruh, his soul also, which came from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the Malaika, they do not have a body like human bodies, so they don't know about all these things. Further, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had blessed him with choice also. And the Malaika have got no choice. What command Allah gives them, they just do so much. What limited knowledge Allah gave them, they just have so much knowledge. But Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave him the knowledge also of everything, and Allah gave Adam alayhi salam choice also. It is now just necessary for the progeny of Adam, for mankind, that they use this choice correctly. Together with that, the Malaika also saw that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he has got the quality of shahwiyah, love and lust also. And the Malaika are completely free from that also. Adam alayhi salam and his progeny have got the quwwat-e ghadabiyah, anger and to take revenge, and for Malaika are completely free from that also. And these things are also required in order to run the affairs of the world properly. So they understood that we are not fit for this position, and really it is only Adam alayhi salam and his progeny who are fit for this. So they said that when they realized this, Allah Ta'ala said to them, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. فرمایا کیا نہ کہا تھا میں نے تم کو کہ میں خوب جانتا ہوں چھپی ہوئی چیزوں آسمانوں کی اور زمین کی. Did I not inform you and tell you that I am the knower of all the unseen things also of the heavens and the earth? I know everything. In other words, Allah gave the answer to the malaika. One answer was a short answer, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And yeah, then after all this detail, Allah gave a detailed answer to them. The other is that Allah first gave an authoritative answer, that I know what I am doing. So don't question me, don't ask me. And yeah, then Allah gave a hakimana answer. And Allah explained and showed the malaika that what qualities Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has got and his progeny will have. Therefore, they are, you can see for yourself, they are more fitting for this great duty of being the vicegerents of Allah Ta'ala on this earth. وَعَعْلَمُوا مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. اور جانتا ہوں جو تم ظاہر کرتے ہو اور جو چھپاتے ہو. And also I know much more than whatever is being made manifest, and also that which you people conceal. What is in your hearts also I know, that you feel that you should be the deputies of Allah on the earth, but I know that you are not fit for that position. And I've created this creation of mine, mankind, the children of Adam, and they will be more fit. So in this way, Allah explained this and the reality of this historical facts, which are very important for us to know. And it is in the Quran, the word of Allah, and we accept it wholeheartedly. This is how man came into existence also. And this is how Allah has put man as a responsible people, and they are the vicegerents of Allah Ta'ala. They have to do the work of Allah on this earth. From there also we should understand our responsibility and our duty. We are here not just to run our own affairs of our homes, of our businesses, see to our bodies, but we are here to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to see that the functioning of the world in every aspect goes right. Not what we have at the moment, the chaos that is carrying on in the world, the murdering, the plundering and all that. Not that if man fulfills, understands who he is, what he's supposed to be, what his responsibilities are, this world will be a picture of Jannah and not a picture of Jahannam, which it is unfortunately presently. So all this the Quran Sharif has explained, and absolutely essential for us to understand all this. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and to realize our responsibility. Each one of us, we are the children of Adam alayhi salam. Allah has made each one in his level and capacity Allah's deputy, and we have to fulfill those responsibilities. May Allah give us tawfiq.